Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski, and on today's program, I am joined by Perry Police Chief Eric Vaughn. Eric, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
So, obviously, the 4th of July was last week, but you guys kind of seem to have your work cut out for you. I was reading the police reports throughout the week leading up to it, and it seemed like every day there was at least one or two people calling in about fireworks. How do you feel like the fireworks coverage went over that 4th of July holiday?
Well, I think the officers responded the best that they could. You know, we had a lot of calls, probably almost twice as what we've had last year, at least. You know, and sometimes it's a little difficult to locate and pinpoint those fireworks and, you know, specifically pinpoint the specific person that's discharging them, too. So the officers were running quite a bit trying to track those down.
Yeah. Do you know how many citations were issued over that week?
I don't know that we issued any citations particularly. I know we issued a lot of warnings over this week, tried to, you know, inform people of what the ordinance were, even pass out copies of the ordinance so people would have a little more knowledge. I know during the day, I'd spoken to the officers and Bob Wilson also. In the park, it seemed like things went pretty well. We didn't have a lot of fireworks complaints or fireworks or, you know, they had other novelties that they have every year, and snap and pops and different things like that. But I think late at night, I think it got to be a little bit more of a problem. And I know the officers were trying to address those. But with Bob, you know, Bob asked me a couple weeks ago, or about a week before 4th of July, he said, hey, what can we do? Is there anything I need to do for the 4th of July? I said, hey, make me a sign that says no fireworks in the park.
and I saw that sign.
Yeah, and that was great. I think he had some help, but made a sign and put it up there in the park. And the biggest thing with that is just trying to keep everybody safe. It's kind of a family-friendly environment. You know, not everybody wants fireworks right next to them, you know, and they bring small kids and sometimes pets and that type of thing, and definitely cause some tension there when people are using them.
Okay. Overall, do you feel like the city handled the fireworks legalization well?
I think the best that we could with the limited time that we had. I definitely think there's some things to review. You know, I put word out to all my officers and actually my whole staff just to get a feel for how they thought things were, if things were good the way they are, or if we need to make changes for next year. And that's one of those things I want to bring to the council. And I'm sure the council has probably heard from different citizens and different people, maybe even vendors and maybe even business owners, about how things went and what we can do to improve things next year.
Sure. And that will be revisited at the coming Monday city council meeting, correct?
That's my understanding, that it's going to be put on the agenda, yes.
You and possibly Fire Chief Chris Hines be at the meeting to kind of discuss your side of it?
Yes, I plan on being there, and Chief Hines is usually there also. So,
all right, we will look forward to that and finding out more information on how the fireworks ordinance goes moving forward. Another thing that was happening over 4th of July weekend was the step wave. That was to crack down on drunk driving. What can you tell me about how the step wave went?
It went fairly well. We always do pre-seatbelt survey and post-seatbelt survey. That's one of the big things that we do. So before the step wave starts, before the 1st of July, we do go out and do a seatbelt survey. And we had almost a 96% usage rate, which is really good. And we have some pretty good usage rates typically around Perry. And then after the 4th, they go back out and they do another survey to see if those numbers have changed. And we're just under 97%. So we're right in that ballpark. And that's really good. It'd be great to have 100%. I know that's difficult, but I think those numbers are really, really good. So over that period, I think due to the volume of other calls that we may have had, we didn't issue a lot of traffic citations over that time period. I think there were only really about 4 that were issued during that step wave. So that's a good thing. And as far as drunk driving arrests, I don't believe we had any over that time period.
Well, that's a good sign then, because that's what you were in particular looking out for with this special traffic enforcement program, correct?
Right. Oh, absolutely. You know, we always try to keep those fatalities down throughout the state. But a lot of times what we see during these holidays and that time, so when we put the information out and people know that they're going to go out and maybe have a drink or something like that, a lot of times, fortunately, we have somebody that steps up and says, hey, I shouldn't be driving today. Let's make a designated driver today, or let's stay put. And so we appreciate those efforts on their part, too.
Well, good to know the citizens of Perry seem to be obeying the laws, at least somewhat.
At least as far as the traffic citations. Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to keep working on the fireworks side of it.
Sure. Looking ahead to the next step wave, I'm assuming it'll be on Labor Day?
Yep, that's usually when it occurs.
Okay, any idea what the focus might be on that one? Or
We do generally try to keep those in that same realm. We're going to be looking in that same realm, seatbelt drunk drivers. You know, a new one that's coming up is the texting and driving. That's now a primary offense, so we can stop you for that offense. It used to be a secondary offense, so you'd have to commit some other kind of violation before we pulled you over. You know, one of those things is now that it's construction season all throughout the state of Iowa, there used to be a law in the books that said you had to move over for law enforcement vehicles and public safety. Now they've extended that to construction workers also and utility vehicles. So we want to make sure we watch out for those guys always. But if you can, get to the left if you see them working, and definitely slow down and be cautious always.
Okay. You mentioned the texting and driving laws. I guess I kind of wanted to pick your brain on that as well. Have you had much action with that so far since the law took effect on July 1st?
No, we haven't. Again, I think we've been busy with other things, but hopefully that's something that we can address, because it's something, you know, that we see daily, or at least in the past, 6 months to a year, actually a little bit longer than that. So I think that's a good start to help curb that, because I see a lot of cell phones in people's hands as we're driving, and, you know, whether I'm in my personal vehicle or on my time off or something, you see that quite a bit. You know, they try to shield a little bit more when you're in the squad car, but we still see a lot of those violations, and hopefully with the change in this law that we can kind of curb those and bring those accidents down a little bit.
Okay. Some of the other law enforcement officials that we've talked to with Recon Valley Radio have expressed concern about the enforcement of this. Are you at all concerned about that?
I am a little concerned about it. I wish they really had gone maybe to, you know, a hands-free law, because it's going to be difficult to determine whether somebody's texting or making a phone call or doing something else on their phone, or they just have it in their hands. That's going to be a little concerning for us. You know, it's not that we're going to be seizing everybody's cell phone either and try to prove that they were on their phone at that point. But so there are some difficulties to it, but hopefully there'll be some compliance that will help us too. I know they're putting out some different ways. It's always good to maybe put that phone in your purse or put it in your console or something, try to get it away from you. You know, shut it off if you can. That'd be just good habits to get into, kind of that seatbelt usage. So I think there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve, but hopefully we can kind of bring everybody on board with that.
All right. Well, is there anything else today that you'd like to mention?
I don't think so. Just thank you again for bringing me out and let me talk to the public.
Well, thank you very much.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Perry Police Chief Eric Vaughn. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.